RTE's Big Music Week continues now on RTE Radio 1 as we go over to the Sean O'Casey Community Centre in Dublin's Docklands for Urban Folk Live.
Oh, thank you very much indeed, folks. This is Sandy Harsh.
And this is Neil Toner.
And you're very welcome indeed. For the radio listeners out there, we are here in the smack dab in the middle of the Docklands in Dublin in a wonderful Sean O'Casey Theatre, and we have a... We couldn't quite know decide what to call it, okay, but it's kind of a mixture of roots, country, urban folk, whatever. We weren't too sure what to call it. The one thing we can guarantee you is a great night of live music. Lots and lots of great live music for you this evening.
And as part of RTE's first annual Big Music Week, we're in the Sean O'Casey Community Centre. I didn't know this place existed before today, and it's absolutely beautiful. We have a live audience. You heard them earlier on. Sean O'Casey was born just up the road in Dorset Street, and he lived here through a lot of his youth, and I think he would be very proud of the Sean O'Casey Community Centre.
Thanks, Sandy. We have a brilliant lineup for you, and we're going to get started with a Dublin string band who specialise in original songs written and performed in kind of bluegrass and old-time country style. So would you please make a welcome on stage this evening, live here at the Sean O'Casey Theatre, I Draw Slow.
Don't you climb the crimson peak. Sister, we need your wage. Drop your boots and act your age. Come on in, old north wind gonna crack your skin. A good man's waiting to take your hand. Sister, I ask again, don't you brave the brittle glen. Sister, the dance is soon, don't you waste the afternoon. Come on back, old red peak gonna break your axe. A good man's waiting to take your hand. And it's low, high, low, and it's everything we know. If I climb to the top, there's only one way to go. And it's low, high, low, making my way through the wind and snow. If it's all just illusion, I'll be the last one to know, or the first one to go. Sister, I found a boat, left our folks to make my home. Sister, I spend my day scrubbing the dirt that won't go away, but I won't cry. Made myself a virgin bride, a good girl at the foothills of the world. Sister, why don't you come down? Gave your life to touch that crown. At the pinnacle, bright and cold, Annie the Fair, she won't grow old, but I won't cry. Made herself a mountain bride, a good man's waiting to take her hand. And it's low, high, low, and it's everything we know. If I climb to the top, there's only one way to go. And it's low, high, low, licking my way through the wind and snow. If it's all just illusion, I'll be the last one to know, but the first one to go. People that matter, low, high, low. All the people that matter, low, high, low, they go.
not right. Why won't you say what you were last night? And oh, Sally, it's just not fair. Your big brown eyes, your golden hair. And oh, Sally, it's the same to you. Let's pretend. No sacrifice, all you had to do was just be nice. And old girl, you're all dirt and lace, wipe that stuff off your face. I want you to keep the boys away from you, they don't feel the way I do. And I don't care whatever they say, it's not their business anyway.
We're going to do a tune now called Goldmine, I believe. Yeah, this is Goldmine. Little tuning up, sorry. Didn't budget for this. This is from our new album, which will be out in the spring. So it won't be ready for Christmas, unfortunately.
But it was written for my heart to steal. And oh my love, only wanna hear your voice. But I sell myself cause I got no choice. But for an old time song, an old time air, well I'll paint my face and I'll curl my hair. But I could be your gold mine, your little gold mine. Build your walls around me, make me into sweet wine, a bit of sweet wine. Don't just tie you found me, I could be your gold mine, little gold mine. Build your walls around me, make me into sweet wine, bitter sweet wine. Don't just tie you found me underneath the road sign. Everyone passing through
But I'm your little gold mine, I'm gonna bring it all back to you. On my room, never gonna take you there, 'cause my wicked life hangs in the air. Before an old time song and a fiddle play, no honest girl is gonna pay your way. For a girl who's pure, but for an old time song in old time key, well, you can spend my money foolishly, and I could be your gold mine, your little gold mine. Build your walls around me, make me into sweet wine, bitter sweet wine. Drunk just how you found me, I could be your gold mine, little gold mine. Build your walls around me, make me into sweet wine, bitter sweet wine. Drunk just how you found me, underneath the road sign and everyone passing through. But I'm your little gold mine, I'm gonna bring it all back to you. But I'm your little gold mine, I'm gonna bring it all back to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Is Neil going to join us now? Okay, sorry. We're going to do one more tune before we talk to Neil. This is called Honeymoon.
This is another one off our new album.
Sweet, strange. You said our town is never gonna change. Well, I don't know what you think you'll find, but it doesn't need to be so hard when you fall. Just a whole lot more of what you left behind, and it doesn't need to be so hard when you fall. It doesn't need to be so hard when you fall, not at all. You can't see the ground with your head so high and you walk so tall. You believe my love will only bring you. So hard when you fall, and I never wanted to prove. But it doesn't need to be so hard when you fall. It doesn't need to be so hard when you fall, not at all. You can't see the ground with your head so high and you walk so tall. You believe my love will only bring you down. I suppose that might be true, but I'll wait for you. When your honeymoon is through, I won't call. Not at all. It's not hard when you fall.
Beautiful stuff there, folks, from I Draw Slow. If for any reason you've just joined us in Radioland, you're tuned to RTE Radio 1, and this is part of the RTE's first annual Big Music series, and lots of live music here tonight from the Sean O'Casey Theatre. I Draw Slow, Dave and Louise, I think it's fair to say that are you the basic songwriting team behind the band?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, absolutely.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the inspiration. Where your songs come from?
Well, we just like writing in this kind of tradition. We, as far as I'm concerned, all the best songs are all folk and country songs. So, if I was going to write tunes, that's the kind of style I like to write it in. Just so from listening to a lot of, we really like a lot of the old kind of American folk music, old time, all the kind of Appalachian stuff. And we've been playing in different bands, that kind of style of music, for a few years now, so it had to kind of rub off.
Yeah, and the lyrics are a lot easier to write in this genre as well, because they're all stories. So unlike pop songs where you've got to try and ramble on about feelings and so forth, you can actually have a beginning, middle and end in an old-time tune, which is great. No, we don't have feelings, we're robots.
Well, speaking of, pop songs and popularity, so for your kind of music, where do you get gigs? Can you make a living at this?
You can try. you'll probably starve, but you can try. No, we do. We're trying to. We had a record out there last year, the year before, which did reasonably well. So we're kind of the next one. We're trying to push a bit more. I don't know if we're going to make a living out of it. We're going to try. If everyone buys,
Well, there's a big appetite for this kind of music in Ireland. So there's plenty of festivals. They wouldn't really keep the wolf from the door, but they're good fun, and there's plenty of them.
Great, great stuff. Well, the songs are wonderful. I think the audience will agree with me here tonight. Superb so far.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I should just ask you, before you do your next song, a website or a MySpace?
Yeah, there's a MySpace, which is the I Draw Slow. If you Google I Draw Slow, we've a few different websites. We have a Facebook and MySpace, and just put up a new video on YouTube if anyone wants to look at it. It's called Swans, which we're very proud of.
Okay.
All done on Killiney Hill. It looks lovely.
Okay.
yeah.
Great stuff, guys. Okay, another couple of songs?
We've one more.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's this one?
This one's called The Lighthouse Daughter. Just take a quick minute to tune up and we'll be ready.
Okay, folks, once again, if you'd like to re-welcome them, as it were, to fill the tuning space here tonight, I Draw Slow.
This song is a bit of a story as well, so stay with me, it's going somewhere.
Never work that rocky plain. I
found myself a husband I could fend for. I took Matilda Winter as my name. I did what he asked and I came when he called. I never really loved that man at all. Helped him raise his sons and work his mill. I came to live my life on Monday morning, the climbing to a lighthouse on a hill. I delivered flour to the keeper. He kept the light above the Hooper Strait. On Mondays at the wet end of the walkway, the keeper's daughter Georgia held the gate. She never said a word, she took me by the hand. It didn't take long for me to understand. I finally found what I was looking for. Kept his eye on the North Atlantic. You know he never saw the trouble on shore. 'Cause I fell for the lighthouse daughter before I put my foot in the water. I didn't know my poor heart's for. I fell for the lighthouse daughter. Praise to the waves that brought her. These same waves that washed me from her shore. Remember Georgia in the lamp room, polishing the storm panes in her dress, rowing her three brothers to the schoolhouse. I spent that summer trying to love her less. Miller's at the mill and his wife's not home. It didn't take long for his thoughts to roam. Led him to the lighthouse and her gate. Well, he tore me from the arms of Georgia Norwood, and he threw me from the cliffs at Hooper Strait. Well, I fell for the lighthouse daughter before I put my foot in the water. I didn't know what my poor heart was for. I fell for the lighthouse daughter. Praise to the waves that brought her. These same waves that washed me from her shore. I fell for the lighthouse daughter before I put my foot in the water. I didn't know what my poor heart was for. I fell for the lighthouse daughter. Praise to the waves that brought her. These same waves that washed me from her shore.
Thank you.
Good night. Thanks very much.
That's I Draw Slow, and aren't they great? I mean, they've been one of my favorite bands for quite a while. I'm Sandy Harse. This is for people who are at home. It is not Folchia Stock. This is Dublin's Little Opry. We're not the Grand Old Opry, but the music is just as good as the big operas, I think. And I'd like to thank Mariana Soto, who is the house sound person. That's her. She's Chilean. And this is a good week to be Chilean. Now, you all know Neil Toner. He's been up here on stage with me. This is his band. They play great music. It's acoustic roots music, maybe based in bluegrass, maybe not. I don't want to insult anybody one way or the other. But this is, I think, one of the bands that comes out with the most amazing country songs from anywhere in Ireland. And they're going to start their set with a meditation on the fair sex. It's called Mood Swing.
Drive a man insane. I'm not even out of bed. Somebody tell me what I said. She's storming through the house like a hurricane. Mood swing. My baby's on a mood swing again. Mood swing. I tell you, boys, it's something that a man can't understand. It's funny how her state of mind changes with the wind. My baby's on the mood swing again. Oh, swing it. Cuddle on the couch. Said I'll be there before you can count to three. By the time I had arrived, she was fit to be tied. Said you can spend the night there without me. Mood swing. Baby's on the mood swing again. Mood swing. I tell you, boys, it's something that a man can't understand. It's funny how her state of mind changes with the wind. My baby's on the mood swing again. Something that a man can't understand. It's funny how her state of mind changes with the wind. My baby's on the mood swing again. It's funny how her state of mind changes with the wind. My baby's on the mood swing again.
Thanks very much, folks. Mood swing there. I'd like to send that out tonight to my niece who's listening close to her radio in Toronto, Canada. I believe listening live on the web tonight. So that's for Anna and the Toners and their relatives out there in Canada. Over here on my left, by the way, I should introduce the band. For those of you in radio land, we're left to right here on the stage. Young man from Ballylinen and County Leash on the guitar and the vocals, and indeed the mandolin a little later on. His name is Clem O'Brien. Would you make him welcome to us? And the man keeping the whole thing steady here on the upright string bass, the bull fiddle from the throbbing metropolis of Carlow Town, Mr. Dick Gladney. This time is a little gospel style tune I wrote a few years back. It's on one of our albums. It's called Walk on Water. It was dark out on the ocean, the wind and waves blowing. The terrified disciples thought surely they would die. In the fourth watch of the morning, they saw Jesus walking towards them, speaking words of comfort. Take courage, it is I. Have a little faith. Walk on water.
Walk on water.
Keep your eyes on Jesus. You won't be afraid.
faith, you won't falter.
You won't falter.
Have a little faith, have a little faith, walk on water. Master, if it's really you, let me walk out on the water. Jesus said to Peter, step out and come to me. But Peter started sinking, for he thought that he might drown. But the Savior took him by the hand, saved him from the sea. Have a little faith,
have a little faith.
Walk on water.
Walk on water.
Keep your eyes on Jesus, you won't be afraid. Have a little faith,
have a little faith.
You won't falter.
You won't falter.
Have a little faith, have a little faith, walk on water. Now sometimes you and I, we get caught up in the storms, tossed by circumstances, make it hard for us to see. We must put our faith in Jesus and reach out for his hand. For he will come to save us if only we believe. Have a little faith,
have a little faith.
Walk on water.
Walk on water.
Keep your eyes on Jesus, you won't be afraid. Have a little faith,
have a little faith.
You won't falter.
You won't falter.
Have a little faith, have a little faith, walk on water. Have a little faith, have a little faith, walk on. Water. Thanks very much indeed, folks. That's a wonderful warm welcome from our live audience here this evening. Well, next I'm going to introduce a young lady who hails from Forkhill in County Antrim. And she's a singer-songwriter who also presents a radio show on RTE's 2XM. That's the digital station, as I understand, goes out on the internet. And it's a show called The C Word. It goes out on Monday evenings at 10 p.m. and is repeated every Wednesday at noon. And features a wide range of roots music, and also includes interviews and a little classic country music spot presented by Mr. Greg McAteer. That's included in the show. Her name is Miss Paula Flynn. So would you welcome, please, on stage, Greg McAteer on guitar and the wonderful Miss Paula Flynn.
This is called Wallpaper's Peeling. There are tears on my pillow. This time they're not mine. In the darkness, I know you're crying. I hear the sobbing like I always do. But this time, the hurt's not my own. The wallpaper's peeling here. Can't tell what I'm feeling here. But I don't like the atmosphere. Now we're both alone. And it's gone. The feeling is gone, and I can't pull it back from the brink. And oh, you hurt me so many times without even stopping to think of the things that I did for you and all that I felt. The tears that I cried, as I long to be held. The wallpaper's peeling here, can't tell what I'm feeling here, but I don't like the atmosphere. Now we're both alone. Swaddled it, I've hidden it safe from the cold in a place that you never saw inside of me, where there's someone I'm longing to hold. The wallpaper's peeling here, can't tell what I'm feeling here, but I don't like the atmosphere. Now we're both alone. Cars hiss through the rain here, speed away from the pain here. I've got nothing to gain here, so why am I staying? Thank you.
Wonderful stuff, folks, from Miss Paula Flynn and Greg McAteer. And incidentally, they run a very nice little venue in Fork Hill in the north of Ireland called the Brand New Opry. They work on the last Friday of every month, I understand. They do support live music there. And Paula and Greg will be back a little later on to do another song for you. This song I'd like to do for you, and it's one of those that I kind of never thought would see the light of day. And I mean that almost in a literal sense. I wrote this 10 years ago, and I had always wanted to write a song about a mining disaster. And I'd loved the songs of Alice Gerard and Hazel Dickens, who were two of my favourite American female recording artists, who wrote and performed songs about mining stuff, particularly in West Virginia. And so when I wrote this song, with an unlikely ending to it, I sent it to Hazel Dickens and Alice Gerard, and they very kindly sent me a note to say they thought it was a wonderful song, but was completely preposterous. And I said, why? And they said, because it has a happy ending. So, see what you think. I decided to have a crack at it tonight for you, and see what you think about this mining song with a happy ending, very relevant just this week. In shaft number 9, below the black coal line, the air is so stale, you can hardly draw your breath. Deep down in that mine, where the sun never shines, 30 miners huddle, waiting for death. A nightmare, bad dream, they're trapped below the seam. Hopes begin to fade with no sound from above. Now and then a stifled scream from the weakest of the team. A silent prayer goes up to those they love. I never see the light of day again, or hear the wild birds singing, feel the sun against my skin. I'll never hold my baby, close to my heart again. I'll sleep forever in that black coal mine. Through just in time, through the golden grime, tears of joy and relief came streaming down. One by one in line, they came crawling from that mine, skiing all the way to that little mine in town. Now I can see the light of day again. I can hear the wild birds singing, feel the sun against my skin. Now I can hold my baby close to my heart again. And stay away forever from that black coal mine. And stay away forever from that black coal mine.
It feels even a little strange doing it tonight, but we send that out to the miners in Chile, an amazing good luck story, a good news story this week. And following on from that, part of our sound team tonight, one of the girls on the house sound is actually from Chile, and nice to be able to dedicate that song to them, folks, called Black Coal Mine. One of the things, I've always been a big fan of the great Jimmy Rogers. Are people here familiar with the music of Jimmy Rogers? Are people here familiar with the music of Jimmy Rogers? Thanks for that. For those of you who don't know him, or people listening tonight maybe to the radio, Jimmy Rogers was known as the singing brakeman. And he was country music's first millionaire, I guess. He was very successful. He died in the early 1930s from tuberculosis, a disease which sadly is showing its face again these days. But Jimmy was known as the singing brakeman, and he recorded over 300 songs, worked with people like Louis Armstrong in the early days, and also the Carter family. And I've always admired his singing and songwriting. And one of my ambitions was to write a song as a tribute to the late Jimmy Rogers. So I was working on this, and I finally got it together to a state where I thought it was performable, but when I went into my private section to rehearse it, I realized I couldn't make the yodeling sound that I had wanted in the song, so it just sounded awful to me. So I handed the song over to Clem here, and he's going to do it for you right now, and it's on our new album, and it's one entitled Jimmy Rogers Dream.
As I was drifting off to sleep last night, I traveled back in time to the Great Depression year of 29. I was working as a porter on the Carolina Railroad, down below the Mason-Dixon line. All aboard, everybody, we're pulling from the station. I smell the smoke and heard the whistle scream, with my guitar and my hopes and a love song in my heart, I became a part of Jimmy Rogers' dream. Shouts the orders and the engineer's calling for more coal. The fireman stokes the flame, the boiler builds up power. Now the train is rolling fast.
faster than before. We're burning up the miles as the towns go flashing by. And this iron horse with its heart of burning steam, the brakeman's doing a yodel, he's singing out his story. We're all a part of Jimmy Rogers' dream. Yodel-ay. Star, and he made his dream come true, singing songs of traveling blues and broken hearts. He sang with Louis Armstrong and the Carter family too, and the songs went to the top of all the charts. Then when TB laid him low, he didn't let it get him down. He went on singing songs on railroad themes about the hobos and the blues men and the railroad engineers, the kind that make up Rogers' dream. I'm standing on the footplate, the driver shouts the orders, the engineer's calling for more coal, the fireman stokes the flame, the boiler builds up power, now the train is rolling faster than before. We're burning up the miles as the towns go flashing by, in this iron horse with its heart of burning steam, the brakeman's doing a yodel, singing out his story. We're all a part of Jimmy Rogers' dream. Yodel-ay, 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 yodel-ay.
Thanks very much indeed, Jimmy Rogers' dream. Well, another one of our great idols. In fact, a man, I think without this man, we would not be playing this music. And I certainly speak for all three of us here. A great man called Bill Monroe, whose centenary was celebrated next year. He was born in 1911. And almost single-handedly was responsible for the formation, if you like, or the development of a music we call bluegrass. The music was named after his home state in Kentucky. And for many years, for nearly 50 years, he kept a professional band on the road all the time, bringing different musicians through his band and training them in his way of doing the music. And so today, certainly in the USA and around the world, there are over 5,000 festivals in the USA. In the USA every year celebrating bluegrass music, and of course all around the world and here in Ireland too. So without Monroe, as I say, we'd hardly be doing this music. When he was beginning his career, back in the 40s, he purchased a mandolin in a barber shop in Florida, a little bit like the one that Clem has here, this one. And mandolin was made by the Gibson Company, and he bought it for a couple of $100s. And after he died in 1996, it went up for auction in Nashville, Tennessee, and it got $1.25 million. So from a couple of hundred to 1.25. So we reckon our instruments are for sale after tonight's show, folks. And for that kind of money, you get a mandolin player to go with it, yeah. But I read the story in a Tennessean newspaper about Bill's mandolin going for auction, and I thought, what a lovely story and an idea for a song. And I wrote this, which tells the true story. It's a love story about a mandolin, and it's called Bill Monroe's Mandolin.
Hey, I just bought a mandolin at an auction on the road. It
cost me quite a bundle, but it was sure worth all my dough. I guess you'd call it secondhand. It belonged to Bill Monroe. Hey, I just bought a mandolin, and I thought you'd like to know. He paid $200 for it in 1943. But a million and a quarter is what it just cost me. I could have bought a Stradivarius, the violin and the bow, but I preferred the mandolin that belonged to Bill Monroe. Her body's worn and battered, but her heart is warm and strong. Her voice is loud and lonesome on every bluegrass song. On Rawhide and Uncle Penn, she's the star of every show. Gibson mandolin that belonged to Bill Monroe. Gone to his reward on God's golden shore. He didn't need that old mandolin beside him anymore. Though she traveled halfway around the world from a Florida barber store, that old Gibson mandolin that belonged to Bill Monroe. Her body's worn and battered, but her heart is warm and strong. Her voice is loud and lonesome on every bluegrass hut. On Rawhide and Uncle Penn, she's the star of every show. That old Gibson mandolin that belonged to Bill Monroe. That old Gibson mandolin that belonged to Bill Monroe.
That's the Neil Toner Band, and I love that. I actually saw that mandolin hanging in the Country Music Hall of Fame. It was one of the days of my life. I'm sorry, I also love the expression on Clem's face when he was playing the mandolin and that. Yeah, you were fabulous. I mean, job in the circus, never mind mandolin player. Sorry about that. Now, Neil, how long have you been writing songs?
Me? Oh, for about the last 20 years, I guess. Well, I made some pathetic efforts back in the 60s and 70s. I always found myself bewildered by the standard of the old guys like Hank Williams and Jimmy Rogers, and felt intimidated when it came to writing songs, because I knew that was what you had to measure up to. So nobody ever has.
Not even you. Nobody ever has.
No. So, but it's a high, when the standard is so high out there, it's kind of intimidating. So it wasn't really until about 20 years ago, but really in the last 10 years, that I felt the songs were getting good enough to be performed in public. And now we perform in all original sets. So,
which is amazing. And you've had a lot of songs covered by artists all over the world, as far as I can gather.
Yeah. The one I was really proud of was the first one. The song we did earlier on tonight, Mood Swing, has been cut by Bill Wyman. He of the Rolling Stones.
And his Rhythm Kings, that band.
And the Rhythm Kings,
wow.
Yeah. And I've had a couple of cuts with Albert Lee and, a few others. A lot of bluegrass bands in the States record my songs. So.
Okay, well, will you play us up to news with an instrumental or a song?
I guess we can do a little instrumental. We get featuring Clem O'Brien here. I described him earlier on as, being the guitarist and the harmony singer, and he's
and
lots besides.
But...
Let's play a little Bill Monroe tune, maybe up to news. Okay.
Thank you very much.
There's a little piece. What's it called, Clem?
Southern Flavor.
RTE Big Music Week now, we rejoin Neil Toner and Sandy Harsh at the Sean O'Casey Community Centre in Dublin for Urban Folk Live.
Thank you very much indeed, folks. If this was a pub, I'd say, what are you all having to drink? Thanks for your support. Wonderful live audience in tonight. You're all very welcome back to part two of our live concert, coming to you as part of RTE's Big Music Week, the first annual Big Music Week, from the Sean O'Casey Centre here in Dublin's Docklands. This is Sandy Harsh.
And this is Neil Toner.
Thank you very much. We're starting back our second half here of live music with a man... I reckon he's just developed his own unique style on the banjo. Plays a little variety of little tenor banjos, that is, the ones with the four strings on them. But in music circles, people simply say that he makes it talk, folks. Would you please make welcome on stage Mr. Jerry O'Connor.
you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And there were two tunes really from the American tradition, really. I got them first. The first was a tune called Billy in the Low Ground, and I heard it from the playing of Clarence White, who was a child prodigy on the guitar from Ohio in the States. And his family, they played with the Kentucky Colonels. They made four albums. And the album I actually heard that particular tune played on the guitar was recommended to me by none other than Niall Toner himself many years ago. So I was delighted to get a chance to record it and followed it up with a tune. We call it in the Irish tradition the Teetotaler, but across the pond it's referred to as the Temperance Reel. So with that characteristic in mind, I gave it a little bit of the American flavour on the banjo. It's usually played on the five string in the States. So I'll carry on with a slow tune. It's called Song for PJ on the fiddle, and it's a tune that's been requested for me by me the last number of years that we've been doing some gigs, and it's dedicated to my father-in-law, PJ O'Reilly, from the Midlands, a great hub of country music, Oldcastle, near the borders of Cavan, and it was inspired by a conversation I had with him one night. He had a very tough life growing up. His father fought in the First World War, was shot and injured, looked after by a French nurse. They fell in love, got married, and had PJ, and PJ was sent back to Ireland because it was too dangerous to live in Europe at the time, and grew up. But his mother, being a nurse, she had contacted TB, so she knew she didn't have long to live, and she wrote him letters every day while she remained alive. She knew it would probably be the last time she'd see him when she sent him back to Ireland. And about 50 years later, PJ told me that he still had these letters and went to Paris in his mid-70s to try and trace to see if he had any some French relatives left. But unfortunately, he came back empty-handed. And he was a great man, worked hard all his life, and had a great growth for country music, particularly Hank Williams. So this is a tune, this is called Song for PJ, in that mode, let's say. So.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, it's my great pleasure this evening. We've met some great musicians backstage and having a banter with them and swapping tunes and stories and stuff like that. It's my great pleasure to introduce you to a great lady, Paula Flynn from County Armagh.
Thank you. This song is called Life Never Stops for Death. The trains kept moving, the planes kept flying. As you lay dying in your bed, the goats all gathered on the mountain top, the birds still singing as your heart stopped, your eyes cried one last teardrop. I didn't realize you were so near to death. When I got the call that you'd left the world, what was I to do? Your picture sits on the television, you're here for every meal time. Your smile is ours every day. Your memory never goes away. Never stops for death. Everyone keeps moving on. No minute silence for you or I. Just a lonely tear and a bitter cry. You lay dying in your bed, the goats all gathered on the mountain top, the birds still singing as your heart stopped, your face lit up every saddened soul. Now you've gone away and left this world.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Miss Paula Flynn. And Gerry O'Connor, I've known you for a long time, and I've never heard you play something like Song for PJ before. It really, actually, I'm nearly in tears now. It was absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you, Sandy. Thank you.
Thank you. And I have to say one thing. Jerry made my life complete tonight. He gave me a Levon Helm t-shirt that he's had for years.
I've worn it for years.
And it's clean as well. You've played with a whole lot of people.
Well, I've been fortunate from Dublin here, even with Irish musicians that started on the road. Been very, very fortunate and played a lot of kind people that gave me a lot of direction, particularly in the studios, my early life here in Dublin as a session musician. And getting out to America was quite easy on the traditional music vehicle, if you know what I mean. Yeah. But Kevin and myself here have toured extensively.
You haven't introduced Kevin.
Oh, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. This is Kevin Doherty here from Donegal. Those of you in Radio Land, he's just taking a bow there. Thank you, Kevin. But yeah, we've played in a band called Four Men and a Dog. Most of the musicians are based in the north, but I was lucky enough to play with them. We've toured extensively in the States and Canada over the years. So we were signed to an English label, and they basically asked us where do we want to go to record a couple of albums, and we had met in one of the folk festivals, Levon Helm, well, the band of the famous The Last Waltz, and we met them at, we're playing the same festival, and there are a couple of characters in our band, and we softened up Levon and Rick Danko, the Lord have mercy on him, and we just had a great night's music, and I'll just never forget at the end of the evening at about 5 o'clock, it was still bright, this was in Norway, Levon Helm had told us about, he was a very funny man, he told us thousands of jokes. And I could see him swaggering down the hallway in just your almost a caricature American with the cowboy boots and the hat. And he turned around and screamed back at about a very long corridor, and he said, "You Irish boys, you've got to come to Woodstock and record your album in my studio." Hell, it did Muddy Waters no harm. So that was it. We rang him up, and he remembered us, and we recorded two albums out there. It was a fantastic experience altogether.
Absolutely amazing. Well, having made my life by giving me a Levon Helm t-shirt, would you do one more thing for me?
Okay.
Would you play Blackberry Blossom for me?
I certainly will. The last time I played this tune on the radio,
was
I think,
was... No, it was television.
Was it TV?
It was TV.
It was for a rival television station, and it would be an honour. I'll give it a try.
Thank you very much, Jerry. Okay.
This is a tune called the Blackberry Blossom, but I'll just throw in another standard bluegrass tune before it called Sally Gooden. Thanks very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Well, I suppose I better play an Irish tune for you. This is a tune that people are always sort of asking me to play. It's called The Moving Cloud. And I know the banjo is like a country instrument, but I'd like to dedicate this to all the urban banjo players because I always associate the banjo with Dublin, believe it or not. Maybe it's because of Barney McKenna and there's so many great balladeers I've met through the years. So anyway, this is for all the Dublin, the dub banjo players. This is called The Moving Cloud, and thank you very much.
What can you say, folks? Wonderful, wonderful music there from Jerry and Kevin Doherty on the guitar. Super, super stuff. Great. Okay, well, we have another band for you to meet now. I should remind you also, by the way, Jerry has CDs for sale outside. All the bands have CDs on the counter outside. On your way out, if you want to grab a souvenir of the evening, don't be afraid to make a purchase, as they say. Next we're going to... Sandy worked for many years in Tlatter Records down on Dame Street, and she was telling me that she used to walk by a building, and on the building there's a kind of a stone inscription on the building which says something about the Sick and Indigent Society. Dublin Sick and Indigent Society, I think. And innkeepers, yeah. Roomkeepers. Thank you for the correction, folks. And I guess that's where the name of this band got its inspiration from that. So would you please put your hands together and welcome the Sick and Indigent Song Club.
There's a goal. So this is a famous song.
no preacher, be no wine. Don't be no man, vessel. You know this much, rest silence, so let them try. Just keep singing, be no slave.
Evening all. Yeah.
God.
Sorry, Sheila's got a new pickup.
Her piece of toast has fallen off her fiddle.
We found out earlier that the reason it was reverbing was because of the elastic band.
High tech fiddle playing there.
Is she coming through? So this is the title track of our last album. It's called Punch Drunk, and for any lazy journalists out there, it's a metaphor about boxing. It's not about alcohol. Burying my bones on the dry desert stones when I die. Save the last shell of man who could never ask why. Spend my days dreaming, my nights numb and feeling in flight. I'm making for someone coming and turn out the light. My glass jar I steal for you. Punch drunk, I reel after every fight. So I'm stretched on the canvas. There's no going home tonight. Bury my bones where the wild dogs, they moan through the night. Well, I bid you adieu, yeah, I hope you've a very good life. It's pleasure and pain, yeah, they seem much the same for the tears. I bid you farewell, yeah, I hope you have many good years. My glass jar I steal for you. Punch drunk, I reel after every fight. So I stretch on the canvas, there's no going home tonight. Desert stones when I die. See, there lies the shell of a man who could never ask why. It's pleasure and pain, yeah, seem much the same through the tears. I bid you farewell, yeah, hope you have many good years. My glass jar I steal for you, punch drunk I reel after every fight. So I'm stretched on the canvas, there's no going home tonight. My glass jar I steal for you, punch drunk I reel after every fight. So I stretch on the canvas, there's no going home tonight.
Thank you, Karen.
So this is a little song that I wrote. I used to love reading all those feminist books when I was in my 20s and listening to all those songs about throwing out your no good man. I really enjoyed all of those. But now since I've gotten older and got myself a good man, not an old man, I wrote a little song about throwing out your no good mother.
Mama.
forget about your mama, girl. Wonder what you got, cuz Papa Manny.
Papa Manny.
Papa Manny.
Papa Manny.
Papa Manny. Mama doesn't talk to you one more
Sick and Indigent Song Club, who have a song for every situation, as far as I can gather. How long have you guys been together?
6 years now.
Is it that long?
Yeah, yeah.
Two albums?
Three albums.
Yeah. Which are, I presume, on sale along with everybody else's.
Well, apart
tonight.
From the ones that we forgot to repress.
If you're into repressing them. I mean, is this a living for all?
I don't know. Everyone's got a job.
Do you have regular gigs?
There's people listening.
Okay. We'll skip that one. Do you have regular gigs?
We do. You know the Patriots Inn in Kilmainham?
Mm-hmm.
So we've gone southside.
Oh, my goodness.
Dublin 8.
Okay.
We do that the first Friday of every month. And we're doing... What else are we doing? Doing the RHA on the start of December.
Come on,
we're
going to
do your business as well in November.
Oh, that's a ukulele.
Yes, I know. I'm so jealous of that ukulele. It's something you don't often see on stage anymore. And I gather we're now going to ask everybody else who's been here tonight on stage to come back and join us for Hard Times.
Yeah.
You got the words.
It's the recession that we're in.
Oh, boy, do we ever need it. But she, seriously, there are six of you on stage? Seven? Six.
Six now, and there's soon to be tons of them.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We're going to ask everybody to sing, to get together and sing the Stephen Foster song, Hard Times, first sung by, Dolores Faulkner and Dave Dannon, I think.
I'm not sure. It's
in this country. You're okay, I'm going to temporarily go away, and I don't know who's counting it down, who's going to start it, but...
I'll just roll in.
Thank you, Gary.
Pleasures and count the many tears while we all sup sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis a song sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. While we seek mirth and beauty and music light and gay, there are frail forms fading at the door. Though their voices are silent, their pleading looks will say, oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis a song sigh of the weary. Hard times past hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. Tis a song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more.
Thank you.
We'd like to thank everybody here at the Sean O'Casey Community Centre, particularly Alex and Mariana Soto, who has been zooming all over the stage on sound, for RTE, our broadcast coordinator is the delightful Grace Waller, editor of music and entertainment Anne-Marie Power, Andrew Kane, Eddie O'Halloran and Tony Lyons on sound, and our producer Aidan Butler.
Thanks very much, folks. I'd like to thank all the musicians who took part. It was just absolutely brilliant. Everybody here at the Sean O'Casey Theatre. And remind you that tomorrow night at 8 p.m, Philip King will be presenting a special live South Wind Blows. That's from St. James's Church in Dingle in County Kerry. That's tomorrow night as the last event, as it were, of the Big Music Week on RTE Radio 1. Thanks very much for being with us. See, you might join us on this one. It's an old Carter family song.
Better home awaiting in the sky.
Shabbat.